الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد The author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب ذكر مرض القلب وموته باب ذكر مرض القلب وموته The chapter with regards to the mention of the sickness of the heart and its death. The sickness of the heart and its death. Meaning that the heart, if it is not checked, and if one does not take himself into account and recollect about his day and his night and his speech and his tongue and his dealings, first and foremost, his dealings with his Lord and performing the obligations and avoiding the prohibitions and establishing the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, with regards to the rights of the people, if he is not careful with regards to these affairs and checking himself with regards to these affairs and striving to fulfill these rights properly, his heart can become sick. His heart can become sick. And if the sickness of the heart is not treated properly and in time, it can die. It can die. And we have seen some of the benefits of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala with regards to the different types of hearts. The heart that is sound and the heart that is sick and the heart that is dead. So now we discuss the issue of marad al-qalb. The sickness of the heart. The sickness of the heart. And the people of knowledge, they mentioned that amrad al-qulub, that the diseases of the heart, they go back to two main and major diseases. All of the diseases and the ailments and the illnesses that afflict the heart, they go back to two main and major diseases and sicknesses. And that is the marad al-shubuhat وَمَرَضْ الشَّهَوَاتِ The disease of the doubts and the misguidance and the misunderstandings and the innovations in the religion and the disease of the impermissible lusts and desires and whims that are forbidden. So all of the diseases, they go back to these two affairs. All of the diseases of the heart and the ailments that will inflict the heart and corrupt the heart, they go back to these two major affairs, الشبهات والشهوات. الشبهات, they are the doubts and misunderstandings and the innovations that are introduced into the religion and ascribed to the deen. The shubuhat, any of the shukuk, the doubts, والبدع والأهواء, the doubts and the desires and whims that are ascribed to the religion. So therefore, the issue of shubuhat and these doubts and innovations and misconceptions in the religion, they proceed from having a lack of knowledge. They proceed from having a lack of knowledge, any true knowledge, correct knowledge, having deficiency in knowledge, and not being able to perceive reality properly. Not being able to perceive reality properly. The knowledge has a deficiency. And therefore, from this aspect, the shubuhat and these misunderstandings and these doubts and innovations, they enter into the heart. They enter into the heart. So the shubuhat, they come because of ignorance. And a person who is upon ignorance, he will be in misguidance. He will be in misguidance and the likes of this affair. He'll be in error. He'll be in misled and misguided and deviated and the likes like this. So the shubuhat, again, they proceed from the weakness in knowledge or deficiency in knowledge. And therefore, a person, he's not able to see reality as it truly is. As it truly is. And therefore, he will understand wrong. And he will believe one thing and reality and truth is contrary to that. So therefore, this is a weakness in knowledge and a deficiency in ilm. As for the shahawat, then these affairs here, they proceed from having weak determination and to have base desires, and to have lowly aims and goals, and to follow the lusts of the soul in this manner. Possibly a person, he could have knowledge and not be affected by the shubuhat. And the knowledge he has is proper. But if he did not have the determination to apply that knowledge and to abide by that knowledge, and he showed preference to his desires and whims, and he chased after his lust and the likes like this, and turned that knowledge behind his back, then he would have been tried by the shahawat, by the impermissible lusts and desires from the delight of this life, and the impermissible delight and joys that are forbidden and not allowed. So therefore, the shubuhat, they go back to the affair of the corruption of knowledge. And the person who has fallen into the shubuhat is because his knowledge is corrupt and deficient and weak. And the one who has fallen into the shahawat is because his determination and his desire is lowly and baseless. And therefore he follows his whims and he follows his lusts, and he shows no concern or care for the limits of Allah Azza wa Jal and the commandments and the legislation of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He puts that all aside and he follows his whims and he follows his desires. So therefore the shahawat is the corruption in action and application. The means of success is knowledge and application. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sent with. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق. It is he, meaning Allah, who sent his messenger with guidance and the religion of truth, meaning with beneficial knowledge and righteous actions, the application of that knowledge. اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. Guide us to the straight path, the path of those whom you have bestowed your favor and blessings upon. Those whom Allah has bestowed his favor and blessings upon, they're the people who gather between knowledge and application. So to go astray will be because of a deficiency in one of these affairs, or in both of them, And in this manner, the heart becomes corrupted and sick. So the issue of the shubuhat, and this is from the disease of ignorance. Ignorance is a disease. Deficiency in knowledge is a disease. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّمَا شِفَاءُ الْعِيِّ السُّؤَالِ. The verity, the cure for ignorance is to ask, and to seek knowledge, to ask the people of knowledge, those who know. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he considered ignorance to be a disease. And that's right, it's a disease of the heart. And from this aspect, the heart becomes corrupted with the shubuhat, the misunderstandings, and the misinterpretations, and the innovations, and the doubts that are introduced into the religion. As for the shahawat, then they proceed from having the lack of determination, and have lowly desires, and base desires, and no concern or care for the legislation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore the actions, they will become corrupted. In this manner. They will become corrupted because of the lack of determination to apply the knowledge, or to abide by the knowledge, or to have concern for the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the deen, and showing preference to the whims and the desires. And he would get money, and he would live a life of an animal, seeking his pleasure and his whims, regardless of whether it's pleasing to Allah or displeasing to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the issue that the author, he is referring to now. The issue of the sickness of the heart. If these diseases here are not cured and treated and dealt with, then the heart will die. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. Then the heart, it will die. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So he says, وَقَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, in the statement of Allah, the Most High, فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادُهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. Mentioning the verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, clarifying the attribute and trait of the hypocrites, that Allah, he said about them, subhanahu wa ta'ala, fi qulubihim maradun, that in their hearts they have a disease. These verses here are referring to the hypocrites specifically. Yani the hypocrites, those who had an-nifaq al-i'tiqadi. Yani they had disbelieved. So this is a disease in the heart. So this disease here is called an-nifaq. Yani pure hypocrisy. Hypocrisy in creed. So this is a reference to the issue of a shubuhat. They do not believe. They do not follow the knowledge. They have disbelieved and belied the knowledge that has come. The khabar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا يصدقونه. They do not believe they do not believe in the khabr of Allah Azza wa Jal, that which He has revealed, yani in the Quran and in the Sunnah. So therefore, they're hypocrites, and they displayed outwardly that they were believers, but in their heart they do not believe. They have belied that. They have been overcome by shubuhat, waliyadu billah. They have been overcome by doubts and misunderstandings in the religion and in the deen and the reality, and they disbelieve like this. So this is the intent from marad here. Fi qulubihi maradun, to understand the point of reference for the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, in their hearts is a disease. What disease is this here? Shubuhat. Fazadahum Allahu marada, because they did not repent or turn back after they had seen the signs and the verses of Allah, and after they have seen the life, and they know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was from their lands and their areas, and the likes like this, and then they belied him and denied him. Zadahum Allahu maradan. Allah, He increased them in their disease. He increased them in their disease, and because of this, walahum adabun alimun bima kanu yakdibun, and they will have a painful punishment because they used to lie. So this is the case. Those who prefer misguidance over guidance, then their disease will increase into their heart, until their heart becomes locked, and they will not be able to understand and comprehend anything from the guidance whatsoever. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And contrary to that is the one who believes and he submits and he strives, and he believes in the khabr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he obeys the command. Then he will have guidance, and he will be upon guidance, and Allah will increase him in guidance. And Allah, He mentioned, وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدًى. Those who follow the guidance, meaning those who believe in the khabr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the information that has been revealed in the Quran and in the Sunnah, and they comply to that and follow that, yani they're free from the shubuhat. They have knowledge, and they believe in the revelation, and they comply to that. Zadahum Allahu hudan. Allah Azza wa Jal, He will increase them in guidance. Wa atahum taqwahum, and He will give them their piety, and He will purify their hearts and make them strong and firm. He will purify their hearts and make them strong and firm. So the way to be safe from these diseases of the heart is to have knowledge and application. Again, to believe in the revelation and that which is revealed in the Quran and in the Sunnah. To believe in that sincerely and entirely, and to submit to that, and comply to the command of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this manner, one, he can be upon guidance, and he can be safe from the diseases of the heart. If he has deficiency in one of these aspects, it's because of the disease has entered. If he has doubts about the religion and creed and aqidah, or the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was upon the truth, and he was given guidance, and he was aided by revelation, or if he thinks that there is something better than his way, and the likes like this, and he has doubts about these affairs, or he has misunderstanding with regards to innovations, with regards to tawheed, and possibly maybe the people in the grave can answer his supplication or draw him near to Allah. All of this is from shubuhat, and all of this is from a weakness in knowledge and deficiency in knowledge. So the way to repel that is to have knowledge and to seek knowledge. And for this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned it's an obligation upon every Muslim to seek knowledge. And this was from sincere advice from him. طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيضَةٌ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. That seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim, and for this reason, so that one can be safe from the shubuhat, and one's deen can be safe from deficiency and misguidance, and likewise to comply to that knowledge, and to comply to that command, and to be obedient to Allah, day in and day out, in public and in private. This is the means to be safe from the shahawat. This is the means to be safe from the shahawat. So if somebody has tried with regards to fulfilling the obligations, or with regards to avoiding and staying away from the prohibitions, then he will see that in his heart, that weakness here, and that affair is proceeding from a disease in his heart. And the disease is the disease of shahawat and desires that are impermissible. And the way to overcome that is to have strong determination. And to be obedient to Allah. And to look into the signs of Allah. Into the creation of Allah. And to ponder and read the words of Allah. And the likes like this, until one, he would increase in faith, and he will increase in trust and reliance upon Allah, and he will take the means to fear Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and avoid that affair. So these issues, they proceed from this. The author in the first verse, he's mentioning the first type of marad, which is the shubuhat. After this, he mentions, rahimahullah ta'ala, وقوله and the statement of Allah the Most High, لَإِلَّمْ يَنْتَهِ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ وَالْمُرْجِفُونَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ لَنُغْرِيَنَّكَ بِهِمْ ثُمَّ لَا يُجَاوِرُونَكَ فِيهَا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مَلْعُونِينَ أَيْنَمَا ثُقِفُوا أُخِذُوا وَقُتِلُوا تَقْتِيلًا. So the author, he mentioned the verse, which is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if the hypocrites, I mean, the meaning of which is, if the hypocrites do not desist, if they do not stop, the hypocrites and those who have a disease in their heart, and those who are spreading the rumors and the false tales and lies in amongst the people in Medina, if they do not desist and stop, then verily we are going to give you authority over them and set you in power over them, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they will not live amongst you in Medina except for a brief time, meaning they will be exiled, they will be removed. And then Allah, he says, mal'uneen, ay matrudin, mub'adin, meaning they're cast away, they're cursed, they'll be cast away and cursed, any of those munafiqun, and those who have a disease in their heart, and the murjifun al-mushi'una lil-akadhib fil Medina, those who are spreading lies and tales, trying to scare the believers, spreading rumors that are lies and the likes like this. If these categories of people here, mention three of them, munafiqun, and those who have disease in their heart, and the murjifun, all of them are in reality munafiqun. But the people of knowledge, they have mentioned that the munafiqun, they're different categories. They're different categories. Yani, they're pure hypocrites. But some of them had this issue and others had that issue. Yani, so this is the case here. And some of them were doing this and that. So Allah, he mentioned to his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if they do not desist, لَنُغْرِيَنَّكَ بِهِمْ يعني لَنُسَلِّطَنَّكَ عَلَيْهِمْ, we're going to give you authority over them. And we're going to cast them out from Medina. The point here is, وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ, if they do not desist, المنافقون, وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ وَالْمُرْجِفُونَ, if these people here do not desist, then this is the case for them. The point of the author is, وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ, those who have a disease in their heart. And those who have a disease in their heart. It has been narrated from Ikrimah, rahimahullahu ta'ala, that he mentioned that what is intended from those who have a disease in their heart, مَرَضُ الشَّهْوَةِ, شَهْوَةُ zina. And the shahwa of zina, this people here, those who have a disease in the heart, in this verse right here, is referring to those people who specifically were tried with fornication, and they had a lust and love for fornication, and they wanted to fornicate, and they were tried by that, and this is something that they desired to do, and this is something that they were calling for, and that they were hoping for, knowing in Medina this is impermissible, but this was in their hearts, they had this. So this is what Ikrimah, he mentioned. Likewise, Abu Salih, and the one who narrates on, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, Dhakwan as-Samman, Az-Ziyad, rahimahullah, he says, Hum az-Zunat, and in this verse, those people who have a disease in their heart, in this verse, they're the fornicators. So therefore we see the point of the author is clear, and he's indicating here the mention of the disease of the heart, then he mentioned two verses. Both verses, it has the mention about, Fi qulubihim maradun. The first verse is referring to the marad al-shubuhat. And the second verse is referring to the marad al-shahawat. So these are the two main sicknesses and diseases in the heart. So major hypocrisy in the first verse, this is because of the shubuhat. But the lesser hypocrisy, this is because of al-shahawat. Because of shahawat. And the people of knowledge, they mentioned that this could lead a person to pure hypocrisy, to having doubts in his religion, وَلِيَهَدُ بِاللَّهِ. So this is the affair here. This is very dangerous. So the author, he says, وَعَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ إِذَا أَذْنَبَ ذَنْبًا كَانَتْ نُكْتَةً سَوْدَاءَ فِي قَلْبِهِ فإن تاب ونزع واستغفر سقل قلبه وإن زاد زادت حتى تعلو قلبه فذلك الران الذي قال الله تعالى فيه كلا بل ران على قلوبه ما كانوا يكسبون رواه الترمذي وقال حسن صحيح. So the author رحمه الله, he mentioned now the hadith, and he following up these two issues here. following up these two issues here, the diseases of the heart, they are in the misunderstandings and the misinterpretations and from the innovations and the whims that are in the religion with regards to knowledge, and likewise the desires and the impermissible lusts. Now he says, and from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that verily the believer, if he commits a sin, then it will be a black spot on his heart. And if he repents and he leaves off that sin and seeks forgiveness, then his heart will be cleansed and purified, will be cleaned. And if he increases in that sin, then that black spot would increase until it covers his heart. Until it covers his heart. There are a number of very beneficial points in this narration, and with regards to the shubuhat and the diseases of the heart. So if he increases, then it would increase until hatta ta'luwa qalbahu, until it overcomes his heart. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَذَلِكَ الرَّانُ الَّذِي قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِيهِ, and that is the ran, أي التغطيه والغطاء, يعني الغشاوة. This is the ran, this is the cover. This is the cover that covers the heart that Allah, he mentioned, بَلْ رَانَ عَلَى كُلُوبِهِ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Rather, it is the ran that is on their heart. It is the cover that has covered their heart. Any of the sickness, the ran is a cover. But what is a cover of? A cover of sickness. And it's a disease that covers the heart. That covers the heart because of that which they used to earn. Because of that which they used to earn, meaning from sins. Meaning from sins. So the issue of the disease of the heart and the covering of the heart and the ran that comes to the heart, it does not come all at one time. It does not come all at one time. It comes little by little. Little by little. And if a person, he is not careful, it can come to him. That's why it's mentioned that a believer, he will always take himself into account. And he will always recollect and reflect. And he will be somebody who is seeking forgiveness often. And somebody also who is very diligent with the obligatory actions of worship and following up that with non-obligatory actions. And to help be a means to cleanse this affair, to cleanse the heart and to purify the heart and to try one's best effort to keep it clean. Because if not, any time will come to it. Time will come to it. And what will happen? It will become black. It will become black. But it doesn't happen overnight. Allah, he says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, and do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. So the sin, it will come and affect the heart little by little. A black spot. A black spot. A black spot. And if a person doesn't take care of that and repent and avoid that and leave that sin, it will grow until it engulfs the whole heart. Until it engulfs the whole heart. The more it takes the effect of the heart, the more it takes the effect of the heart, the more the heart will not be able to see the truth. The more the heart will not be able to prefer the truth. So it would affect him with regards to shubuhat and shahawat. And it would affect him in this manner. The sins, they have an effect on the heart in this manner. So if it becomes very bad for the heart, then maybe he will start to believe that falsehood is truth, or truth is falsehood, after he had been upright before. Or maybe he'll be from those who start to leave the prayer after he used to be the first in the rank. In this manner like this, because it will come little by little, little by little. So this is the affair of the disease of the heart. So a believer, he has to take this issue seriously. But there is a cure for this affair, and that is seeking the favor of Allah and the aid and the help of Allah and repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pondering over the book of Allah. And the guidance is in the Quran. And Allah, he revealed the Quran as an admonition for mankind and a guidance and a mercy for the believers. Allah, he says, Ya ayyuhan nas qad ja'atkum maw'idhatun min rabbikum wa shifa'un lima fi sudur. O mankind, verily an admonition has come to you from your Lord, and a cure for that which is in the hearts, and in the breasts, meaning in the hearts. Wa hudan wa rahmatun lil mu'mineen, and guidance and mercy for the believers. So Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned about this verse, فَهُوَ يعني الْقُرْآنِ شِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ مِنْ مَرَضِ الْجَهْلِ وَالْغَيِّ, that the Qur'an, it is a cure for that which is in the breast, meaning for the hearts, the cure for the disease of ignorance and misguidance, the disease of ignorance and misguidance, discussing the affair of jahl, Al-jahl and al-dalal, this comes from not having knowledge. So therefore, the heart will be affected by the shubuhat. And al-ghay or al-ghawaya, the people of knowledge, they mentioned that this is the one who has fallen into ghawaya or al-ghay. He is somebody who knows the truth, but he preferred his whims and desires. And he did not obey the command of Allah upon knowledge. Upon knowledge. So this person, he's tried by al-shahawat. He's tried by shahawat. So we have the issue of al-jahl. And the one who is upon jahl, he will be upon dalala. And this is the issue of al-nasara and the shubuhat. The shubuhat. And the nasara, what are they upon? They're upon dalala. Why? Because of jahl. Because of ignorance. Because of ignorance, they are misguided. Because of ignorance, they are misguided. They have the worst of all shubuhat, and they believe that there is a son for Allah. Wal-iyadhu billah. And their ignorance has led them to this affair. Their ignorance has led them to this affair. But on the other hand, there are those who are not affected by the issue of knowledge, rather they have sound knowledge. And they know that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. And they believe in the messengers of Allah, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. But they have rejected obedience and turned away from that and followed their whims and desires. So they had fallen into ghay. This is what he's referring to here. So we have the person who is jahil, or dal, he's ignorant and misguided. And this one is affected by the shubuhat. And then we have a person who is considered al-ghawi. Al-ghawi, he's the one who knows and he rejects the truth upon knowledge. He rejects complying to the truth. He does not submit. He knows that it's haram and he does it anyways. He knows that it's not permissible or allowed and he does not care. He follows his desires upon knowledge. Upon knowledge, this one is called al-ghawi. Al-ghawi. So this one is affected by ash-shahawat, by the desires and the whims, ash-shahawat. And this is an example of them is al-yahud, the Jews. And for this reason, they are al-maghdub alayhim. And they have the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them because they know the truth and they reject it and they do not follow it and they hide it and conceal it and use it for a worldly gain. For a worldly gain. So they have been upon al-ghay. So he's referring to this. The Quran is a cure for this and for that. Yani for al-jahl wal-ghay. This is what he's saying. Rahimahullahu ta'ala. So he says, فَإِنَّ الْجَهْلَ مَرَضٌ شِفَاؤُهُ الْعِلْمُ وَالْهُدَى. That jahl is a disease, and the cure for that is knowledge and guidance. Any knowledge and guidance of that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he has come with. That he has come with. He says, وَالْغَيُّ مَرَضٌ شِفَاؤُهُ الرُّشْد. And الْغَيُّ, or deviation after knowledge. Any misguidance after having knowledge, or misguidance upon knowledge. This is a disease. And the cure for that is upright guidance. Rushd, yani here, whenever al-huda and al-rushd are mentioned together, huda is referring to knowledge, and rushd is referring to application. But if they're mentioned alone many times, then huda can consist of both of them, knowledge and application. And rushd will be considered knowledge and application. So everyone who is considered rashid, and he is a person of knowledge and application. Knowledge and application. We understand that? So this is the way to be safe from these diseases. This is the way to be safe from these diseases. And this is what the Prophet, he was sent with, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with knowledge, and with guidance, and with rushd, or rashad, the application of that guidance. This is what he was sent with, al-huda wa din al-haq. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the Prophet with, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he negated from him the opposite of that. When najmi idha hawa, مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ. Allah, he swears by the star as it falls. مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى. Your sahib, and he's speaking here directly to Quraysh. And it didn't say مَا ضَلَّ مُحَمَّدٌ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ. And there's a great benefit here, and that is that Quraysh, he is from them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet, مِنْ أَصْحَابِهِمْ, they know him. مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ, your companion, the one that you know better than anybody else. And he is from your lineage, he's from your tribe, he grew up amongst you all his life, he's there with you. مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ, your companion that you know very well, he is not misguided. He's not upon dalala. He's not upon ignorance. So here, مَا ضَلَّ, this is the negation of ignorance. The negation of ignorance, meaning that he has knowledge. He's not misguided, rather he's upon complete knowledge. صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُ وَمَا غَوَى. And he did not deviate and go astray likewise. So this is also negated from him. So this means that he's upon complete rashad. So by negating from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-dalal and al-ghay, that's the affirmation of the perfect ilm wal-amal. And the perfect knowledge and application, the perfect knowledge, huda and al-rashad. Huda and rashad. And like this, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he described the khulafa after him. He described the khulafa after him. And those whom he praised. And he mentioned sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa fa alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafa al-rashidin al-mahdiyin min ba'di. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and hold fast to my sunnah and the sunnah of al-khulafa al-rashidin. Al-rashidin, meaning they have the complete application. They have the complete application, al-mahdiyin. Yani al-muhtadin, yani the people of guidance, they're upon huda. So therefore the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described the khulafa al-rashidin likewise with these traits. That they have complete knowledge and application. Complete knowledge and application. Meaning they were not upon misguidance, not upon deviation, and they were not upon whims and desires. Rather they had perfect knowledge and application. They had no disease in their heart. Meaning that their hearts were pure and full of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and full of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the cure for that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent the Quran as an admonition for all mankind, but he made it a means of guidance and mercy for those who believe and comply to it and apply it and abide by it. So this is the way out. This is the way out from the diseases of the heart. Again, you need to have the proper knowledge and to understand that which is revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly with evidence and proof, and to strive against one's soul to apply that and to abide by that and to obey that and to obey Allah azza wa jalla and that which he has commanded, and to obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that which he has commanded. In this manner the heart is safe from desires. Any weakness in these two affairs here is because of a sickness in the heart. You understand that? May Allah purify our hearts. So the author, he says, وَقَالَ الْأَعْمَشِ Al-A'mash, Sulaiman ibn Mihran, he died in the year 148, rahimahullah ta'ala, from the narrators of hadith. He says, Arana mujahidun biyadihi. Qala kanu yarawna anna al-qalba fi mithli hadha. So Al-A'mash, he's mentioning, rahimahullah ta'ala, he's from the smallest of the tabi'een, yani from the end of the generation of the tabi'een, rahimahullah, he's mentioning that mujahid is from the bigger ones, he's from the students of Ibn Abbas and radiyallahu anhuma. So he says, Mujahid, he showed us with his hand. And he said, they used to believe that the heart is like this. That the heart is in the likes of this. In the likes of this. He says, Yani al-kaf, meaning the palm. فَإِذَا أَذْنَبَ الْعَبْدُ ذَنْبًا ضَمَّ مِنْهُ وَقَالَ بِأَسْبُعِهِ الْخِنْسِرْ هَكَذَا. He says, so if the slave, he does a sin, then it will go like this. And he put his pinky like that. He said they used to say that the heart is in something like this, meaning the kef. He said if the person sins, it goes like this, and he put his pinky like this. And then he says فَإِذَا أَثْنَبَ ضُمَّ وَقَالَ بِضَمَّ قَالَ بِسْبَعِهِ هَكَذَا. And then if he made another sin, he pulled his other finger back like this. We understand. ثُمَّ قَالَ بِسْبَعِهِ الْأُخْرَى هَكَذَا فَإِذَا أَثْنَبَ ضَمَّ وَقَالَ بِسْبَعِهِ بِإِسْبَعِهِ الْأُخْرَى هَكَذَا. Then if he made another sin, he said with his finger like this. He's pulling them down into his palm. حَتَّى ضَمَّ أَصَابِعَهُ كُلَّهَا. Until he pulled all of his fingers together. Until he pulled all of his fingers together. We understand the example? The heart is like this. One makes a sin, it starts to get covered. If he makes another sin, more of it gets covered. If he makes another sin, the cover continues. If he makes another sin, the cover continues. If he's not careful, it will be completely covered. Like this. If it's completely covered, can anything reach it? It's going to be very hard. If something reaches the likes of this, it's going to be very little. It's going to be very little. You understand that? So this is the example that he's making. So he says, rahimahullah, wa kanu, qana thumma, يُطْبَعُ عَلَيْهِ بِطَابِعٍ. Then after it's like this, soon after that, and if it continues, then it will be sealed. الطبع يعني الخاتم. It will be sealed. It will be sealed. The طبع is like this, that just to stamp something, to seal it. It will be finalized. It will be sealed. And then he said, وَكَانُوا يُرَوْنَ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الرَّانِ. And they used to believe that this is the ran, that this is the ran that's referred to in the surah and the verse in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, in Surah Al-Mutaffifin. He says, رواه بن جرير أن أبي كريب أن وقيع عنه بنحوه. And Ibn Jarir, Al-Tabari, he mentioned this in his tafsir from with his chain to Abi Quraib and Waqi', any similar like this. And then he says, وعن مجاهد أيضا, and also narrated by Mujahid, أنه قال, الران أيسر من الطبع, والطبع أيسر من الإقفال, والطبع أيسر من الإقفال. He said also, it's narrated that Mujahid, he said that the ran, the cover on the heart, this is lighter than the طبع. This is lighter than the seal. And Allah, he mentioned all of these affairs, these different affairs in the Quran. It's been mentioned that sometimes the hearts are mentioned that the ran is on it. Other times it's mentioned that there's a فطبع الله على قلوبهم, فطبع على قلوبهم. الطبع is mentioned. Other times, بل على قلوبهم أقفالها, that has been locked, been sealed. Huh? Huh? أم بمعنى بل جزاك الله خير بس جزاك الله خير أم على قلوب أقفالها نعم أم على قلوب أقفالها جزاك الله خيرا. As far as I hear, أم it means بل. Rather, it's not a question. يعني it's not a question. You understand? But you're جزاك الله خيرا. No, the verse is أم على قلوب أقفالها نعم جزاك الله خيرا. So then he says, and the إقفال or the locking of the heart is even more severe. So the ran, yani compared to the tabah, is light. And the tabah compared to the ikfal is light. Is light. Yani, so this is the worst of the stages, that the heart will be locked. The worst part of the first, it will become ran, it will become covered. Then if a person is not careful, it will become sealed. And then it could become locked. At that time, there's no hope for that heart. It's locked. Nothing can get there. Nothing can get there. Yani, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned that this is the heart of the disbeliever, and the one that is locked, that no khayr reaches it, no guidance reaches it whatsoever. And if the guidance comes, they do not follow the guidance. If the guidance comes, they do not follow it, and if the misguidance comes, they follow it. They followed. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. There's a verse in Surah Al-A'raf, سَنَسْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا سَنَسْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَإِذَا وَإِنْ يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا وَإِنْ يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الرُّشْدِ لَا يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا وَإِنْ يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الْغَيِّ يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. Then there are people that Allah, He would turn their hearts away from the signs of Allah. He said, "We will turn them away from our signs. Those who are arrogant and boastful in the land, without right. Those who are arrogant and boastful in the land, rejecting the truth and rejecting the rights of Allah, rejecting the rights of the people. This is the recompense for that. That Allah will turn their hearts away from this affair. And if they see every sign, when يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا. If they see every sign, they will not believe in it." When يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الرُّشْدِ لَا يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا. And whenever they see the path of guidance, they do not take it as a path. When يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الْغَيِّ يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا. And if they see the path of misguidance, they take it as a path. And so they refuse and they reject the guidance. And whenever the misguidance comes, they love it and they fall into it head first. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, because there are locks on their heart. There are locks on their hearts. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So this is the issue here. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَافَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَى سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَى أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ. Allah, He has sealed their hearts. Allah, He has sealed their hearts, and He has sealed their earrings, their hearing, and on their side is a cover, a veil. Meaning that they can't see the truth. If you put the truth in front of them, they can't see it. They don't comprehend it. If you say the truth to them, it does not go in. They do not hear it. You say the words, You mentioned the signs, the evidence is the proof. They look at it, they could read it, they could see the signs in the creation, they could hear the verses recited, you could speak sense to them. There's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, bringing proofs from the Quran or from the Sunnah or from the intellect and the sound fitrah, and they will reject it. And they will reject it. They're not able to see, and they're not able to hear the truth. Because, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ Allah, He has sealed their hearts. He has sealed their hearts. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ This is the worst of all punishments. This is the worst of all punishments. So then at this time, the author now, he says, وَعَنْ أَبِي سَعِيدٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَأَنَّهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْقُلُوبُ أَرْبَعَةٌ الْقُلُوبُ أَرْبَعَةٌ The author, he mentioned the narration of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ He says that the Messenger of Allah, صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ He said that the hearts are four. The hearts are four, meaning four types. قَلْبٌ أَجْرَدْ فِيهِ أجر فيه مثل السراج يزهر. He said the first type of heart is the heart that is أجرد يعني متجرد لله سبحانه وتعالى. A heart that is pure and free from desires and whims and free from desiring anything except for the pleasure of Allah. And it is like, it's like a lantern that is glistening, or like a lantern that is shining bright. Like a lantern that is shining bright. This is the first heart. He said صلى الله عليه وسلم وقلب أغلف مربوط بغلافه And a heart that is aghlaf, that is covered. Like Allah, He mentioned about the Jews. They call وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْف 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 is the plural of aghlaf. And there are hearts that are like this. In the aghlaf, meaning it's inside a cover. It's covered. It's covered. So this is the second type of heart. And then he says, صلى الله عليه وسلم وَقَالِبٌ مَنْكُوس وَقَالِبٌ مَنْكُوس مَنْكُوس many مَقْلُوب Makbub is flipped upside down. A qalb that is turned, a heart that is turned upside down. Upside down. They say about a person who's sick. Maribun mankus. You heard that? Mankus. Whenever the person any shufiya fa'awaduhu marad. A person who's sick, they call him maribun mankus. Mankus means flipped over. Flipped over, backwards, turned around backwards. Somebody who's marid, mankus, in the Arabic language, they say is somebody who became sick, and then he was cured, and his sickness came back. And his sickness came back to him. And he was cured from this, and then the same sickness came back to him. So this is the third type of heart. Qalbun mankus, wa qalbun musfah. Wa qalbun musfah. And a heart that is musfah, meaning that is affected by... Yani it has two aspects. It has two aspects, and it's affected from two issues. So he mentioned here, فَأَمَّا الْقَلْبُ It says, you know, فَأَمَّا لَا You should say, فَأَمَّا الْقَلْبُ الْأَجْرَدُ فَقَلْبُ الْمُؤْمِنِ Put a hamza on top. فَأَمَّا الْقَلْبُ الْأَجْرَدُ فَقَلْبُ الْمُؤْمِنِ As for the qalb al-ajrad yani al-mutajarrid من الهوى ومن كل شيء سوى الله عز وجل The one that is free, the heart that is free, that is pure, yani from anything except for the love of the pleasure of Allah عز وجل, then this is the heart of a believer. فَسِرَاجُهُ فِيهِ نُورٍ So the lantern in his heart is light, and he has the light of knowledge. He has the light of guidance in the heart. The heart is full of the light of faith and iman. And this is the heart of a believer, showing preference to the love of Allah and the command of Allah. وَمَّا الْقَلْبُ الْأَغْلَفُ فَقَلْبُ الْكَافِرِ As for the heart that is covered, and this is the heart of the disbeliever. This is the heart of the disbeliever. And he's the one that is covered and sealed. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ And then he said, وَأَمَّا الْقَلْبُ الْمَنْكُوسِ فَقَلْبُ الْمُنَافِقِ الْخَالِسِ عَرَفَ الْحَقِّ ثُمَّ أَنْكَرَهُ And as for the heart that is upside down or that is backwards, then this is the heart of the pure hypocrite, the one who knew the truth and then he belied it and denied it. The one who knew the truth and then he turned away from it and rejected it. وَمَا الْقَلْبُ الْمُصْفَحُ فَقَلْبٌ فِيهِ إِيمَانٌ وَنِفَاقٌ As for the heart that is considered musfah and its two parts, then it is a heart that has iman in it and likewise hypocrisy. وَمَثْلُ الْإِيمَانِ فِيهِ كَمَثْلِ الْبَقَلَةِ يَمُدُّهُ يمدها الماء الطيب ومثل النفاق فيه كمثل القرحة يمده الكيح والدم. In the narration it mentions that As for the heart that is two parts, or has two halves, then this is the heart that has iman in it and also hypocrisy. And the example of the iman in this heart is the example of a plant or an herb that is nourished with good water. And the example of the hypocrisy in that same heart is the example of a wound or an ulcer, a wound, an open wound that is nourished by pus and blood. And this is the example. So in one aspect, the heart is being nourished with sincere faith in iman. So it's alive. But also from the other aspect, it's being nourished with filth and wickedness and evil. So therefore, it's corrupted. So then he says, فَأَيُّ الْمَادَّتَيْنِ غَلَبَتْ عَلَى الْأُخْرَى غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْهِ. So whichever of these two nourishments overcomes the heart, it would overcome it. It would overcome it. And it's mentioned that this narration is weak. It has a weak chain of narration. But there is another narration similar like this, almost exactly, or very similar from the narration of Hudhayfa, yani mawqufan, meaning from the statement of Hudhayfa, radiallahu anhu. Ibn Qayyim, he mentioned that the chain is authentic. Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah, he mentioned that both of the chains are weak. But no doubt these meanings yani have been established in the text, that the heart, yani that the hearts are in this manner. There is a heart that is pure and sincere and salim for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and there is a heart that is sealed, and the hearts of the disbeliever, the disbelievers, they are locked and they are sealed. And then likewise the heart of the hypocrites, yani those people who outwardly portray al-Iman, and in their heart they are concealing disbelief, and they're the worst of them. That's the worst heart. Waliyadu billah. And then someone who likewise, he is a believer, but his heart is affected with disbelief and affected with a disease and affected with a type of misguidance, but it has not overcome it. So he's still yani upon faith. So there are believers, their hearts are pure and clean. May Allah make us from them and our families and our beloved. And there are those believers who their hearts are affected and they are sick, but they're believers. And in the same context, we know the issue of al-Iman, that al-Iman, the one who fulfills al-Iman al-Wajib, he's the one who has the clean heart, the one who has fulfilled al-Taqwa al-Wajiba, and the obligations of Taqwa and the obligations of faith, he is the one who has a pure heart and he has the promise of entering Jannah, yani without any reckoning and without any punishment. As for the believer who has tawheed and he has faith and he has taqwa, but also he has sins with him, then he is the one who's considered al-fasiq al-milli. Al-fasiq al-milli, or mu'minun bi imanihi, fasiqun bi kabiratihi. And he's a believer because of his faith, and he is a corrupt and wicked person because of his major sin. And so this is the outcome of the heart. And the issue of this is because of the heart. And so the division that is mentioned here is something that is known. And then the hypocrites, they have that heart likewise, yani that they had seen the truth and then they belied it, waliyadu billah, after knowing it and denied it and turned away from it entirely. And then we have the heart of the disbeliever who is sealed and it is finished. So this is the issue the author, he mentioned, with regards to the disease of the heart and the death of the heart, and it will come to that extent. After this, the author, he says, babu dhikri ridha bil ma'siyah, the chapter with regards to being pleased with disobedience. The chapter with regards to being pleased with disobedience. We don't have time to begin this chapter. We'll stop in the middle. We can save that for the class to come, inshallah. If any other brothers have any questions or comments or corrections, then we can discuss these affairs, inshallah. If not, I have a brief advice and something that I have noticed with regards to the Masahif. And I have intended to mention this more than one time, and it slips my mind every time the opportunity would be there. And the Quran is the speech of Allah, and it's the words of Allah, and it's not created. And whether it's written or whether it's memorized or recited, the words are the words of Allah. The point is now with regards to the Mus'haf. The Mus'haf, it should be honored and it should be respected, and it should not be placed in anywhere that it could be exposed to degradation or belittlement. and the likes like this, and from the misguided ways of the magicians, as-sahara, whenever they want to use their magic, the shayateen and the devils, they order them to deface the Quran and to belittle the Quran, and they'll put the Quran in foul places and situations. And then in this manner, after doing the likes of this and other orders that the person, the sahir, he must perform in order to please the shayateen, then the shayateen will work for him. And so the issue that I want to mention is not like this, and alhamdulillah, we would never do this intentionally, but it's something that's occurring because of negligence. Many times I will look over there and the Quran is upside down. The mushaf is upside down. It's upside down. It reminds me of something that the magicians, they would do. The Quran has a right way to be placed. Many times I've seen a number of times just placed over there upside down. Like somebody had no concern or no care, they just throw it in there. The Quran, of course, is not a magician, but I'm just saying that it reminds me of this affair. And so the point is that we should have respect for the Quran, for the mushaf. When we put it back on the shelf, we put it back upright, not upside down. Not upside down. Also, we don't leave it open like this. Like if you're reading and then the adhan comes, you don't get up and leave the mushaf like this. Or if you're reading the Quran, for example, and then somebody calls you in the house, and then you leave and you're not reading no more. You don't leave it open like that. Manshuran. You don't leave it open like that. And the Quran should be respected. It should be honored. We love the Quran. It's the words of Allah. So we shouldn't be heedless about that. And putting it up there upside down, maybe there even possibly some like that. I've seen a number of times and I've changed it myself. We should be diligent not to do that. Not to do that. Another issue, ashaybah shayuthkar, also that the Quran, the mushaf, if you have the one that's a pocket-sized mushaf, you put it in your pocket here. You put it in your pocket here on your chest. You don't carry it in your pocket on your side. This is not allowed, and this is not befitting whatsoever, to put the Quran in your pocket on the side, and on the side, close to your privates, and to your backside, and maybe somebody will have it in his pocket, and he will pass gas. Wa'iyadhu billah. Or he will sit down and it will go under his thobe and he will sit on top of it and not realize. In any case, that's not the place for the Quran. The Quran should be high. If one is going to carry the mushaf, the small one with him, he should put it in his top pocket up here or carry it with him, but never put it in his side pocket down here around his bottom and the likes like this. No. Uh-huh. And also, we don't take it into the restroom likewise. The small, you take it out of your pocket when you want to go into the restroom. Ahsanta. Nam, so this is some advice. Any questions with regards to that? Nam.
What about on
the
dash?
On the dash. You shouldn't just leave it there. You shouldn't leave it there. If you want to carry one in your car, then put it in the glove box or something where it's safe. You leave it on the dash, and then it's exposed to light, and it's going to maybe ruin, and it's exposed to heat and the likes like this. So sometimes maybe if you're a student of the Quran, you want to keep a mushaf with you and in the car to read it. If you do that, keep it in a safe place that's covered, like the glove box for example, not just throwing it on the back seat or here or there. Likewise, we shouldn't put the Quran underneath us. Sometimes I've seen maybe a person, he will have a chair and he'll put the Quran underneath him. This is not allowed likewise. They need to put it underneath one's body. Like if there's a place here like this, you don't put it there. You don't put books there either. You don't put books there either. Any Islamic books underneath you. I remember one time Shaykh Abdul Muhsin, Hafidhullah, he was asked about this issue, about books. And in Medina, our rooms are very small. So somebody had lots of books. He said, can I put them under my bed? He said, no, you can't put them on your bed. Then you're going to be sitting on top of them. Allah knows best. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.